No, but listen to what the definition of God and the definition of the altar.
Oh, I thought you said yesterday.
No, okay. No.
Parents, you want me to read the definition of God, the absolute first?
Yeah.
This is from Halaj, who was a perfect master.
Perfect master is giving me a definition of who God is.
Before does not outstrip him. After does not interrupt him. Of does not vie with him for precedence. From does not accord with him. In does not inhabit him. When does not stop him. Over does not overshadow him. Opposite does not face him. With does not press him. Behind does not take hold of him. Before does not limit him. Previous does not display him. After does not cause him to pass away. All does not unite him. Is does not bring him into being. Is not does not deprive him of being. Concealment does not veil him. His pre-existence preceded time. His being preceded non-being. His eternity preceded limit. If thou sayest when, his existence has outstripped time. If thou sayest he, H and E are his creation. If thou sayest how, his essence is veiled from description. If thou sayest where, his being preceded space. If thou sayest before, before is after him. Other than he, no one can be qualified by two opposite qualities at one time, and yet with him they do not create opposition. He is outward and inward, near and far. He acts without contact, instructs without meeting, guides without pointing. Desires do not conflict with him. Thoughts do not mingle with him. His essence is without qualification, his action without effort. And that's God.
That is God. And now he says, now who is the altar? What is the God man?
Yeah. Glory to God, who revealed in his humanity the secret of his radiant divinity, and then appeared to his creatures visibly in the shape of one who eats and drinks, so that his creatures could perceive him as in the flicker of an eyelid.
That's the altar.
But you know, in God and men, the man, we can get away with a lot of things with the man of the avatar. The forgiveness, the thing, he's not an external God. He's the man. So Kabir says in a song, Hari Ruthe to Guru Manare. If God becomes indifferent to you, it's the man who will intervene on your behalf, who will intercede, who will do it. You know? Guru ke paiya pada karo. So catch hold of his feet. He is the one. You can get to God through him. You can get his forgiveness through him. You can get his love through him. Hari ruthe to guru banave, guru ke paiya pada karo. That's a famous Kabir song.
Then there was one, something every now and again he would say that hypocrisy is one thing that God can never forgive. You all must have heard in the books and all that. Haven't you all heard? And he would lay stress on hypocrisy. That's the worst thing, he says. Be natural, whatever you are, be natural. Let there be not a vestige of hypocrisy. God can never forgive it.
But can the avatar forgive it?
Just a minute. So there are some people that are there, but Baba, if God can never forgive hypocrisy, what will happen to us? Is eternal damnation for each one of us because we are full of hypocrisy. See, that's the reason. God cannot forgive hypocrisy, but God, man, the avatar, is there to forgive it.